In the nation's northwest corner is Washington.
Ah, that's how we know it's Friday in Seattle. The weeping violin announcing Felix Bonnell with today's edition of All Over the Map, which is his quick take on local stories behind the names of local places and local things. And this week, the strange journey of an old ferry boat involved in a dark chapter of history nearly 80 years ago.
Yeah, this ferry boat was built in 1926 in California and called Golden State. It was wooden hull, not steel, about 227 feet long, could carry 75 cars. It served the San Francisco Bay until they built the Bay Bridge in 1936 and the Golden Gate in 37. Then the Golden State and a bunch of other no longer useful ferries were sold and came north to Puget Sound. The Black Ball Ferry people, the private predecessors to the Washington State Ferries, they renamed each of the old California boats using Chinook jargon. That's the regional language that was used by indigenous tribes and early traders. So the Golden State became Kilokan. That means, in Chinook, some kind of aquatic bird. I looked it up in a couple of Chinook dictionaries, and Kilokan could be swan or crane, but probably not white dove, as one old newspaper article said. Now, the dark chapter that the Kilokan was involved with was the wartime transport of 227 Japanese and Japanese Americans from Bainbridge Island to Seattle on March 30th, 1942, 79 years ago this week. They were placed on train cars and most were taken to Manzanar, a camp in California. Now, this was the first forcible removal of Japanese and Japanese Americans under FDR's Executive Order 9066. In those war years, a total of about 120,000 people would be incarcerated this way because we were at war with Japan. And unlike our German and Italian enemies and the Axis powers, Japanese and Japanese Americans looked different from us. Now, the Kilokan was retired in 1972, it was sold in 1975, moved to the old Houghton shipyards in Kirkland, and plans were to turn it into a restaurant or a nightclub. But an arsonist torched it in September 1979, and it burned to the waterline. In the early 80s, they took the remains and hauled them up to Whidbey Island, to the south end there, and scuttled it, intentionally sank it to create an artificial reef. It's now a popular diving destination. So one interpretation is that the Kilokan is an artifact of Japanese incarceration. It was a tool used by the government to enforce an unconstitutional policy that Densho and other organizations are committed to never forgetting. You know, another interpretation, though, is just a boat. It could have easily been any number of Black Ball vessels that did that particular duty on that particular day. I asked Frank Abe, our former colleague here at Cairo and a devoted history of Japanese incarceration and an activist. He was more aligned with that second interpretation. You know, it's just a boat. But, as he also said, there may be incarceration survivors who would disagree with that interpretation. I guess the bottom line, you know, everywhere you look, above water, underwater, there's objects and places that have stories to tell, you know, if you pay attention, if you look into the context.
Yeah. Say hi to Frank for me next time you see him. He was my editor when I first got there.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.